Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. TechCrunch recently reported Emeryville, California-based MyNurse, a healthcare startup that provides chronic care management and remote patient monitoring services, said it will shut down after reporting a data breach that exposed personal health information of its users. The startup, which launched as Solusive Health, said in a data breach notice filed with the California Attorney General's office that it discovered a data breach on March 7th, during which an unauthorized individual accessed the company's protected health data. The data breach notice warned that patients' demographic, health, and financial information was accessed, including names, phone numbers, dates of birth, but also medical histories, diagnosis, treatments, lab test results, prescriptions, and health insurance information. Steve, what are your thoughts?
Paul, this brings back a memory. You and I gave a presentation, our firm did, at Adelphi University on Long Island, and it was all small businesses. And I remember thinking ahead of time, cybersecurity is a very boring topic. These people don't want to listen. How are we going to get them going? So we started off by playing a video of somebody who is hacked and what the consequences were. And then I remember, you know, the audience was very engaged and we kind of went around and these were all small businesses. And they acknowledged that not only that they didn't really have a plan in place, but when we really drilled down and asked some what if questions, what if you were the victim of a cyber attack? What if you were hit by ransomware? A number of them put their hands up and acknowledged, you know, we'd probably shut our doors. So you read about some of those things. We've published statistics that talk about how long a small business can last if they're the victim of a cyber attack. We don't want to keep harping on those cyber statistics and we don't want to come off as, well, we were right, we told you so. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of small businesses can't sustain after a cyber attack. They need to take it more seriously. They have to invest and it needs to be a part of their DNA, their people and their systems. And in this case, unfortunately, it wasn't. This is a very small company and they're shutting their doors.
Well, Steve, the interesting thing to me is if you dig a little deeper in the article, it says from TechCrunch, MyNurse said in the data breach notice that its decision to shutter its businesses, quote, is unrelated to the data security incident. But it didn't provide a reason for the shutdown. But breaking this down, I mean, I don't want to say that they're, you know, not telling the truth because we have no idea, but I mean, this is a huge issue.
You know, it's too much of a coincidence for me, Paul. I mean, just the other day, it was reported on NBC News originally, at least that's where I first saw the news broke, and then it was all over the media. Lincoln College in Lincoln, Illinois, shut down as a result of a ransomware attack. And then there was definitely some fine print in there, if you will, or, you know, a little bit of a backstory that said, well, this wasn't really about the ransomware attack. But it was, you know, yeah. Coincidentally, there was a ransomware attack. It shut down all of our systems. It shut down our registration system. It shut down our bursar. But it wasn't because of that, or it wasn't entirely because of that.
Maybe the straw that broke the camel's back is kind of the expression to use.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, you're going down, you're drowning. It's over. To make matters worse, you don't want to acknowledge, well, it was the result of a cyber attack.
Steve, thank you so much for giving us your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.